The Driffield Triathlon took place on Sunday, attracted over 450 competitors from across the adult and junior events. It was the first of the season from Freebird events. The competitors in the adult race swam 400 metres in the Leisure Centre swimming pool. They cycled a single circuit 19 kilometres lap around Driffield, and then they finished off with a 5K run through the grounds of the sports centre. I'm just tired hearing about it. I'm just tired. But we've got the winners on the line right now. First of all, let's say good morning to the ladies' winner, and that's Britt Tate. Good morning, Britt.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Still recovering.
Still, I'm not surprised. alongside yourself, we've got the men's winner, and that's Will Atkinson. Morning, Will.
Morning.
How are you?
All right.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just start revising for some exams, and then I'll be out on my bike for a couple of 20 miles, I think.
he's just going to do a quick 20 miles on the bike. Why not? Revise for the exams while you're on it. Britt, let's come to you first of all. Have you done many of these triathlons? Is this something you're very keen on?
Well, I did it when I was younger for about a year, when I was about 16, and then I got a running injury. So I cycled for about 6 years, and I've just got back into it about last year, so I've done another year. So I've done about, it would be about five or six.
Wow, okay.
So I'm really enjoying doing it again and getting back into the sport.
Yeah, no, It sounds really, really tough. Will, how much training do you have to put into something like this?
It depends how much you want to get out of it. I'd say you want to get a lot out of it. There's a lot of early morning swims, a lot of long runs, and some 50-60 kilometer bike rides you've got to get in. I work a full time job as well, so it's a case of just fitting them in between my shifts and in between my university studies as well.
Well, guys, it's Derek here. I mean, what sort of attracted you to triathlon? Were you good at maybe running or cycling, and you just thought, oh, I'll just add the other two disciplines on and see how I go?
Well, I swam.
Sorry, let's come to Britt first. Ladies first. Let's come to Britt first on that question.
Well, I took a bit of an unconventional route into triathlon. I came from modern pentathlon. So I used to ride horses and shoot and fence as well.
Okay.
So wow. It was a bit of an unconventional pathway, but from that they combined the shoot and the run together, and I felt like it just changed the sport a little bit for me, so I decided to take a couple of sports out and put one in instead. So that's how I got to triathlon.
And what about yourself, Will?
Well, I've swum most of my life. Swam for the local swimming club up until I was about 18 years old, and then I was doing biathlons when I was about 15-16, so that sort of led me in, and a friend said to me, how about you try the drift triathlon? So I tried it for the first time 4 years ago, and I thought, you know, this is alright. So I thought, why not put myself through a bit more pain and do a couple of others.
Is there, Britt, is there a part of this that you really enjoy? Do you enjoy the running part? Do you enjoy the cycling part? Or do you enjoy the swimming part? Or is there a part that you just think, oh, God, I don't know how to do that again?
I really enjoy the cycling, just because I've done that for a while now. The running is the one that I get to and go, oh, my God, just hang on.
But you were both really, really quick. Will, you've went past the finish line. I can't believe it. 54 minutes, 9 seconds, and that's doing all the swimming, the 19K bike ride, and then the 5K run. You've done that in 54 minutes. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, it's quite a funny story, because I did it last year. I set out to sort of push myself to try and win it, as opposed to taking part. And I got over the finish line, I went round the entire course, and it turned out a person in the wave before me had gone 8 seconds faster than me. So I'd lost out by 8 seconds. So I was a little bit cut up about that. So in the case of this year, I thought, right, leave it all out there, push myself as hard as I can. I had all my family supporting me, and my amazing girlfriend as well, all saying, come on, you're not getting beaten this year. So it was a case of just got over the line, just collapsed to the floor, and then found my timeout and thought, wow, I might have actually done it this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. It's spectacular. Yeah. And Britt, a spectacular time for you as well. 59 minutes, 29 seconds. Under the hour must have felt really good.
Yeah, it was actually. I was quite surprised, to be honest, because my run didn't go very well, because I'd done a 5K run the day before, and it was up a quite a big hill, and I actually woke up on the morning of the triathlon, and I was sort of hobbling around, and I couldn't really walk.
Oh, no. So good Lord.
It was just the adrenaline, I think, that sort of got me through it. So when I got to the end and saw my time, I was actually quite surprised, to be honest. So I think I made up the time on the bike.
You certainly did very, very well indeed. So what's next, Will? What are you going to do next? Have you got another event planned?
I've got a couple more triathlons. I'm off for the Three Birds, a couple of the local ones. There's an Alethorpe one at Parkwinton. I've got a Nottingham, and then I'm actually at the European Championships in Germany at the end of June. So going to be representing the country and hopefully doing everyone proud.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm. That's really good. I would imagine, look, it's great living in Yorkshire because, you know, we've got two of the world's best triathletes right on our doorstep in the Brownlees. Britt, that's got to be a little bit of an inspiration, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, completely. It's a huge inspiration. We've got, obviously the Brownlees are doing the world's best, and we've also got some of the top females as well, which is really nice and... see them sort of training out on the road, some of the training, because that's obviously where I'm from, Leeds, so I get to sort of see them training in the pool and out on the chain gang on the bike, and so it's really inspiring to see them out training, and we've obviously got the new Brownlee Centre in Leeds as well now, so that's a really cool base to have, and the new cycle circuit, which will be used a lot, so yeah, looking forward to getting back. I'm studying London at the minute, so looking forward to getting back into the Yorkshire Dales.
Yeah, that's where you need to be, because of course the World Triathlon's coming up in June. Remember, you're right about the number of female triathletes up this neck of the woods. There's tons of. We chatted to Jess Learmonth not that long ago, and it's so competitive up here. So we could be both seeing you in the World Triathlon maybe in the next year. I'm thinking.
That would be a big dream come true. Get some training under my belt first.
What about you, Will? Is that where you're setting your sights now?
Maybe. I think it'll all depend on how my university degrees go in. I'll hopefully try and pass my exams first, and then look towards my future after that.
Yeah, you need something to fall back on. Just in case. Freebirdevents.co.uk if you want to get more of details of anything else of the events they've got coming up. Their next triathlon's at Alethorpe, less than a month, Sunday the 4th of June. And then they've got seven others during 2017. Freebirdevents.co.uk. Will and Britt, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.